Tavkuf Memtes. We're holding in the Sefala, we're holding Mishabura of Cotton Bates. So we start, we finish Hilchos Techolam Moed, we start Hilchos Tishabot Ben Shart Taniyos. So he said there are four Tanesim, and the equivalent of Tainus is the Tshuva, obviously, not just the Tainus. Bates, and the Dor Meroyim. What are the Dor Meroyim? So he goes through the list. Five sad things happened on the 17th of Tammuz. But Shabbat Lucas, Kishard Mershi Minahar, Kamafurish Batara. Then Rashi brings the calculation. How we know it was the 17th of Tammuz, 40 days. So the Lucas were broke. But the Tomid Oid Melahakir, but by Sarishan, at the end of by Sarishan, the carbon Tomid ended. Vahovka Ha'ir, Bechurban by Sheni. The city was the breach in the walls. And Bayis Sheni was on the 17th. Actually, Bayis Rishon, it was earlier. It was on the 9th. Yeah. Vasarif Apostim is Harosh Esotera. Apostim is burnt in the time of Bayis Sheni. He took a Sefer Torah and he burnt it. Vahuamad Selim Behechel. The Menashe put a Selim on the Hechel.
Was it just a guy burnt a Sefer Torah?
Well, he was one of the governors of the Sari Yavan and Bayis Sheni. So he was it was a major statement, you know, vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael that had been done before. Tishah B'av Hayu B'Churban Gadol, Churban Gadol Shenechu by Bayis Berishon Regam Sheni, Mzei Yom Nigzal Avasina B'Midrash Lo Shili Konsul Oritz. They're all killed in Beit. Everybody was killed. Chazal say that it was equivalent of Churban Beis Hamikdash. That language is language from the Rambam. Like Rama adds that, like krechs. And that day, which was a day set aside for Peronius, this is when it happened. Like, you know, it happened on Tisha B'Av, you know, but Rama like makes a commentary that we know what happened on Tisha B'Av because that was the day it's a day set aside for Peronius. So Nisrubas took the final.
At what point, I'm just curious, at what point is it set aside? Is it set aside in Bria Sa'ilam? Because I've heard things like, not only you're talking about Tisha B'Av, but even let's say, B'Nisan, Nigala, B'Nisan, that there's something in Nisan when the world was created, that period of time when Pesach is a time for Cheres. So I'm just wondering what comes first here. Is it like when the world is created, Tisha B'Av is supposed to be a bad time for Jews?
You know, when the world created, I don't know, but you know, the Rizal said that it was a zman of danger for Klal Yisrael, even before when Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim. This was a time which they had an opportunity. Had they dealt with it properly, they could have overcame and changed the mazel of that.
But the mazel was bad even before the Meraglim did what they did.
Right. Right. So that was their challenge to rise to the occasion and thereby overcome.
Normally people think because the Meraglim did what they did,
right, so
that day becomes bad forever.
Right, so the Rizal seems to have understood it not like that.
Because it's kind of interesting, because I was thinking about it the other, when we were Leni Kisisa, the eagle was a pretty bad thing too. And it says every time God punishes Jews, he punishes a little bit of Cheta Eagle. But the day of the Cheta Eagle, I don't think is like a day that's Mochon Lekperonius.
Correct,
like this day.
Correct,
and that wasn't a small sin either. So I thought that maybe that came before even.
Right, that's very powerful. Yeah. Okay. We have Shlishi B'Tishrei by Nerag Gedaya Ben Achikam. So Gedaya was killed. Shiminu the Roish Lachar Churban al Peta Hanishara. He was appointed by the Nebuchadnezzar to be the person who's going to take care of the remaining Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Menichwa Gachel Yisrael Hanishara. The Mor says that there was at least an embers left. There's a little bit of fire there. And that started a period of time of 52 years. The Eretz was totally desolate. There was no people living there at all. So that was that. Had that not happened, the Klai would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. It would have been a different type of situation. So that is the calculation of the different days. So because of the Dvar Merayim She'er Behem, therefore we undertake a kindness in these days, Gimel Behem. Okay, Mishatov V'Ochel Behem, a person who by mistake ate in those days. He has to continue fasting. You don't say once he ate already, so there's no reason to keep on fasting. So whatever he ate, he ate, but the rest of the day he cannot eat anymore. Okay, that's number one. The Mishachel Shum, Yachsav Yachel Shum, he says, the Chazal use a mashal on that. Just because you ate garlic once and you smell bad, you don't eat more garlic and smell even worse. So then the question is, do you need to pay back for the fact that you did not fast the day you were mechuyev to fast by fasting a different day? So over there, Mishabura brings that there's an opinion which told you do not have to repay it. You did wrong. But then he brings from the Maril that a person fasted not so much to pay back the day, but he fasts as a kapora for eating on the fast day. There is actually a shita which holds, which Mishabura doesn't bring, the other shita is told that the Mishabur mentioned in Sivkat and Olive that the source for this fast is because of the pasuk refers to it in Zechariah as Sama Ravid, Sama Chamishi, Sama Shmi, Sama Asiri. So based on the pasuk, it doesn't say which day of the month it is. The main thing was in that month. So Heyoy said, that's true. So if I didn't fast on the 17th of the Tammuz, I'll fast on the 18th of the Tammuz. It's still Sama Ravid. It's a fast of the fourth month. The main thing we see from based on the pasuk that the Ikar Kaviyus wasn't the day, but the month. So that's true, so there's no reason why you shouldn't. It's not just being mashlamit. The opportunity of being Mekayim this Titus is still there. So you have a responsibility to do that. So there's such a sheet. Shabbat doesn't bring it. So I'm assuming that by that fact, he's not posking like that. Okay. Beis. See, it points out over here what you mentioned before. That the pasuk says that the breach in the walls in the Kurban Bayis Rishon was at the ninth of Tammuz. We don't fast on the ninth; we fast on the 17th. Why? Even though in the Bayis Rishon the breach was on the 9th. Since in the Bayasheni, the Churban Bayasheni, the Bekiya Seir, the breach in the walls took place on the 17th. We are in the state of the Golos of Churban Bayasheni, so we relate to that more. So the Mishnah is going to say, so let's fast both. Fast on the 9th for Bayasheni, fast on the 17th for Bayasheni. So Mishnah says, in Sukkot Dala, Betes, we also lead to Gam Betes. So have him fast on the 9th, and then on the 17th, if you don't have to, we're not going to do that. So, we fast Sem Gedalia and Yom Kippur. It's the same, you know, it's the same gap of days, or it's actually one day closer. 9th to 17th is 8 days, and that's the 3rd to the 10th is 7 days. We have the choice, and that was the fast. But over here, if we can, so basically what he's saying was what we did is we were Kaveya, and it could be that's this idea that the Iker Kaveyas was the month. Maisa, since both are going to be both will be in Sem Harvi in the fourth month, since it will be a Kiyam of the fasting for the Bekiyas ear of the test and on the Yazayin. So that's what we're looking at. It's not just, you're not commemorating the Bekiyas ear of the first one. We're commemorating both of them by fasting on the 17th. And we chose the 17th because that's the one which is more relevant to us. Tzimtzav Kuf Nun. Hevel sheish ben tisha bov l'yeset tzoymes sif alef. Akoch yom l'tzanez arbet tzoymes halolo v'asher l'fritzkeda. A person has to fast, and a person cannot be part of the together, which means take him, put himself outside of the pale of observance and not keep the tainus. Okay. So, and at the end of the day, the Rishonim apply the pasuk in Kohelis, paretz geder yishchen onachash. A person who's paretz geder, so the snake will bite him. Hagav miu ubarois, women which are pregnant, so manikas, women which are nursing, shemitzaros harbe, which are in tremendous discomfort, in significant discomfort, and lisanos, don't fast. Okay. Befilo enon mitzdaris. Furthermore, even if they're not mitzdaris, enon chiyom lisanos, asher nagu l'achm. So meekar then they say in their potter. But the minig is, if they're not mitzdaris, they should fast, and that's become the minig. But if they are mitzdaris, then go back to the ikar adin, that they're potter. The dafka begimel tzarmis, that's only referring to the three fasts of Shiras Batamus, Sam Gedalia, and Asar Batavis. Al Batishabov, Mechiyobis Lahashtim. Now, Tishabov, they have a chiv, unless it's something which is obviously would be life threatening, obviously, they have a chiv to fast. Mishnibur also referred to Gadar Aleph. There's a learner, Alpha Gav, the Maskina, the Gemara, the Bizman. Now, so the Gemara says like this. There are three tkufas. The Gemara says there are three tkufas in regard to Hilchos Tainus. There is a time where it's that there's shalom, total shalom, which means bias, sheni. These days were holidays. The basement has been rebuilt. Even though we lost the bias rishon, the basement has been rebuilt by sheni. They celebrated these days.
Celebrated the
fastest? Yeah. Then there's the tekufa, which is that there's ein shalom and there's not ein mochamo. So that the fast days were considered. The Gemara says they were considered a dvar rishos. Then there's the tekufa, which when they are called yesh mochamo, then there's a chi of gomer. So we're living in a period of time of relative calm for the Jews. So then the fast days would normally be understood to be not a chiyuv, just a rishos. Living in a time which is, in other words, we could argue during World War II, so the status of the fast days with Kaisel's and under a state of danger and siege, then the fast days were a chiyuv gomer. You could argue maybe when in 1968 when nobody was there to raise a finger against the Jews, so then the fast days were rishos. Mishnah Berurah is going to point out. It's like Alpha Gav the Minaskin of the Gemara the Bizman Shein Dein Motzik Zeris of the Chacham Yisrael. Totally Hadavar Berurah in Yisrael that when there are no Zeris against Klal Yisrael being enacted, etc. So then it's up to it's really Rishos. It's up to us to decide whether we want it or not. Who to us? The Hanim Rotz Roim Yisrael Biskim Shalol Yisanas by Gimel Tzemes or Rishos Pianim. It means they're in place, but we could choose not to. We, meaning the corpus of Klal Yisrael. So Zatir Shachanor, who also leave for its getter. So you can't be part of its getter, which means Kosovo Pesim, the Akshav, Karotsu, Bekibo Leim, Klal Yisrael, Midor, but also leave for its getter. So Pirates' getter means something which Klal Yisrael has made a getter about, which means it's not a Chiyuv Gomer. The whole idea of a getter is something which is added, which is as another layer. So Klal Yisrael has chosen to make these fast days which are mechuyavim. Therefore, if a person would choose not to, is considered a paretz getter. He's going against this attitude that Klal Yisrael has undertaken. Miu. So how is that? So you know, if you're telling me that they're potter, which the Rambam is naked in the potter, so I mean they're part of Klal Yisrael. The b'shosh beis b'shosh rotsu v'kibul aleim lisanos hekel lechel chil aleim. In the original assumption of the fasting, they limited, they did not apply to these people. Which means, in a period of time where the Tanaisim are Chiyuv Gomer, could be these halachas is different. Is that this Kabbalah, which Klai Zohar undertook for themselves to fast, even though they're not Mechuyiv, they weren't Mechayiv Ubaras and Manikas. But a case where the fast is a full-fledged fast, which was the Kana to put on Klai Zohar, unless there's something which is dangerous, so just the fact that you're uncomfortable is not a Ptur. Ubaras and Manikas Gimel. Mistaba the Ubaras Mikri Bashosha Hooker of Lad, for the Kamel and the Investors, generally consider the status of being pregnant from the time when the child is visible, which we halachos of nida, we use that cutoff time. That usually is at the end of the first trimester, after two or three months. Mekamalkim efshad afilu lachar boim yom, the tears of lad. Yabi havi lebechal muberes then yezeh imergeshet tsar. Woman would be in discomfort. It's already 40 days have passed, so it's already that there is an actual beginnings of a viable child there. There's some type of a heartbeat, etc. After 40 days, the more it goes, it's no longer Maya Ba'alma, there's actually something there, and that actually corresponds very well to the science nowadays. I think they say like 41 or 42 days, you can first be makar that there's a tzuras of lad. So that could be, that's also considered mubaris if she's in this lot of discomfort. But what's mehachi near the haverly kikol noshim l'chol dover, unless she meets there as harbei, unless she's in a tremendous amount of difficulty. He says, if she's feeling not just discomfort but weakness, she's feeling weakened in any way, and therefore the potential of the fast will exacerbate that, so she should not fast. Okay. Interesting by the literature poiskim, by the chassidus poiskim, there was a very big attitude of kula towards women fasting. You know, previous, go back like two generations, you know, and Rosh Hashanah time, like, you know, and then you ask him, you know, like, it's not his after fast, it's after fast. You know, it doesn't have to fast. You know, that was a very common attitude. Women potentially could be pregnant, they're weaker, etc. Don't force them to fast. Some women are stronger than most men that I know, that's besides the point.
What's that?
Some women are stronger than most men that I know. You know,
I thought you were going to say if they insist on wearing tefillin, then they have to fast.
That's true too, and I'm not going to hold the door open for them anymore. Okay, especially when they're wearing tefillin.
Yeah.
Okay. Dalai nisanas b'kol shkenim hu chelashim b'sakonim b'vadi pratam nisanas v'asulul hakmar latzmi. So chelashim b'sakonim obviously even overrides Yom Kippur, but chelashim b'sakonim he has a halachic status of a chelah. So anybody who has a halachic status of a chayla is potter from fasting. They did not make the original Kabbalah on a person who's a chayla. Even if he's a chayla she'ein by sakana, and he's also the machmer latzmi. He's not allowed to be machmer and choose to fast because he's not doing any mitzvah. It's a stam. It's a person giving himself pain. Like I mentioned on Thursday, so he has to do tshuva instead.
I thought you were going to mention a story,
which is easy.
I understand. So I told one person, he says, maybe can I fast instead?
Can I fast instead?
I said, no. If the tshuva. Now, suppose the tshuva either way, but like I said, you're not fasting, at least do a tshuva, you know. No. You know, he says, okay, I'll fast. Said, no, you can't do that.
He already said that even for those that are required to fast, the ikar is the tshuva.
I understand, but for a person not fasting, for sure the ikar is the tshuva. Yeah.
I'll
go to the hospital.
So, saying about who was wearing tefillin,
it was a joke to you.
Yeah. And for sure they wouldn't have.
Don't worry about it. It was a joke. Okay. So the Rambam says, "Mikra din upras manikras apot," but the meaning is machber. If a mitzvah is harbei, they're apot. If they're weak, They should not be mav. We come walk a mavet tzarech lechol lo yisan agatzav v'basar b'yayin. Even a person who does have to eat cannot indulge himself. Rak if he must tzarech to eat just the minimal amount that they need to eat. Chinek tanim sheyesh lehem das yis abel. A child who understands the concept of mourning. Vavagav jay mechiyam lechan chum afil b'yayin yud b'yishana afil b'tanah shod. Even a child, a boy who's 12 years old, there's no chiyuv to have him train him in fasting, even later than usual. They only do that later than usual. It comes in Kippur. We start extending the child's meal time to later for Yom Kippur. We don't do that by other tenesim. However, when they do eat, they eat very limited food. It's just what you need to make sure that they have what to live on. Lechem u'mayim, bread and water. Rishon machal poshet, lefiat tenek ursam, just some very basic food. Kadesh yis'ablu ima tzibur, because that will cause them to join the tzibur and the tzar of the tzibur that Klai Yisrael is mourning something. The take of the Bir Halacha. And Miu, he says, a person who has Kebe and Ayim, he says, by Tanis Esther, the Ramah brings down that people who have Kebe and Ayim, they have eye pain, if they're uncomfortable, so they don't have to fast Tanis Esther. So he wants to know, do you extend that? I mean, even though he's not a there's no danger over here. Danger to the limb, obviously. That's a different story. But there's no danger over here. Just he's uncomfortable. He's got a bad headache. So he has pain in his eyes. So what's the law? He said, by Tanis Esther, a person really has that. He's really, really uncomfortable. Pain in his eyes. He can break the fast. But here's over here, which these were a Kabbalah of Klai Yisrael. They were undertook, and it just appears it's getter, so it should be more chomer. Ubris Manikus, that was part of the original exclusion to the Kabbalah. Okay. Base. Some of Halalu, these fasts, Chutz Mitishabov, in terms of Chitza. A person can wash himself, a person can anoint himself, needless a sandal, wearing shoes, tashas the mitzvah, and circle a hapsik bebni bajem. You do not need to stop the night before nightfall. You may continue to eat through the night till the morning, till the shachar. Now, the Shabura points out why the Bashar Shabbat so we keep low layim, let's do Bechol Harbor, 10 years of now. When they undertook these tanesim, they did not take it with the same level of chumrah that what's called tanesibur with like Tisha B'Av, that Tisha B'Av has, which is also brachitza of a sicha, etc. They didn't undertake that because that's something which people find that difficult. The Baal Nefesh should be machmer and not wash himself. Elishim chal leil tefila yichamer also. It comes to tashamita leil tefila. He should have tashamita with his wife. V'im gamin as a sandal yachmer b'shum chuch bitula. Baal Nefesh shouldn't be machmer and needless a sandal because you're just going to create a source of people laughing at you and that's going to do more damage to Klal Yisrael. And benefit. People have a way of laughing at things that they see strange.
So basically, if let's say people, nowadays people wear sneakers all the time, so there's not going to be that many people laughing at you. And it may not be a time for Leil Tefillah. So then, basically, according to that, your Shivasa Batamas is going to look exactly like Tisha B'Av?
It's a
Baal Nefesh. But let's talk about a Baal Nefesh. Yeah, It'll look exactly the same.
Correct.
I thought Tisha B'Av is a more serious
day.
So then how do you differentiate it?
There's no difference.
It's no difference.
No difference. B'chenim chalav esar tevis erev Shabbos, like we had in the hachmar beratitza, b'chalav mekvara Shabbos. So you do wash on that day. Main sorach lahasim b'gayim zayin. You don't have to stop the day, night before like Tisha B'Av. There's a lot of eat and drink during the night time. Now take a look at the Shar Tzion. The Shar Tzion in Ches and in Tess. I want to see those. Okay. So Ches is going back on. It says, Bal Nefesh Shemim Machmer. He says, why is that? I'm a terrorist Kenim. She calls the Akshav Ein Noigim Lirchus by Gimel Tzemes. The Midrash is not to wash yourself on the Gimel Tzemes. Because if you're going to have the Hanab B'Chamim, they're talking about Hanat. But suddenly, you should learn the Shabbos Gimel Tzemes to take a shower in. Sunnah doesn't mean freezing cold. It means so much which about it perceived as lukewarm, so called sunnah. Who didn't ponder in a virago becham and yesh learn the shari and to wash part of your body even becham and that's also be permitted to take a full shower in warm water or warm hot water. He says that the minig is brings in the teres kedim and said the minig is not. Now he didn't bring in the mishabura, which means. But he's bringing that he's saying they are saying that's the minhag. He has no opinion one way or the other. He's not necessarily endorsing their opinion, but he is saying that their opinion is that there's no that there is minhag not to be roiches. Then he says in Tess, why should Baal Nefesh be machmer? Because these kulas are only true based on what Klais was makabel. And that's the Lashon Meshabura. B'shoa Sherotzo, B'kibul Oleyem, Lotzum, they're only mekabel in a certain form. But in the case of you're fasting Mikir Adin of the Gemara, as Man Sheyesh Mechoma, the Mark calls it, when there's Xeris Ross against Klal Yisrael, then you're fasting Mikir Adin, then you're Mechuyev in the Dentinus. Dentinus of the Gemara means no Rechitza, no Sicha, no Lina Sassana, no Tashat Amitza. So why should Baal Nefesh be machmer? Zot Mishabura, they're in the test. Motzi Gzeres, however they get Lulim. It's a very common thing to have, you know, the Goyim going out against the Yidden. It's a real... In Cain, Chal Etzim Achiv al Gimel Tzim is Kamayal Tishabav, Lefi Divrei Ramban. The Ramban in his Sefer Torah Sodom says in a case where Klal Yisrael is under plethora of Gzeres Ros, it has the equivalent of this is a man which the Mark calls Yesh Mechama, and you're Mechiv the fast Mikir Adin. That fast the Mark was talking about, which is Mikir Adin, includes an Isser Rechitza and Sicha. Then he says, Gama Grabba Biura, Masim Adiv Ramban. Vayin Bayerabba, B'Shem Mashloa, the Baal Nefesh Tzarech Lehafsik Amin Bayerim. Well, if he's saying that, it's a 24-hour fast. So he says, the Baal Nefesh Yimach for 24 hours. We don't do this necessarily. I'm sure there are some Baal Nefesh who do. They don't talk about it.
How do you find a Baal Nefesh?
How do you define a Baal Nefesh, or how do you find one?
I mean, either of your
questions. It's a hard question. Probably the people who have Baal Nefesh know that they're Baal Nefesh.
I know you're going to probably say that.
But they won't tell you that. So that answers neither of your questions.
Makes a person feel like, well, if you don't do it, then you're not a Baal Nefesh.
Because I remember you said...
Because we're not.
I remember
it's
you said,
the truth.
I thought you said maybe somebody else said that, like, there's no Talmid Chachamim like there was in the time of the Gemara.
So that's a Gemara. That's a Gemara. That's a, you know, Shechonar. We don't have... The Gabi, the status of a Talmud Chacham, we don't have a Talmud Chacham, but Baal Nefesh is not that. Baal Nefesh is definitely Madrega down, whatever that is. A person who feels very strongly about this issue should take it seriously and really think about it. I'm not necessarily advise you to do that.
No.
Okay.
Usually, they're staying with the gang up every night to take a chatzos.
Right.
But there's some, you know, there's some, I mean, that expression is used well, there's a number of areas of halakha, and it happens to be, it's difficult, I think, for us, particularly in the area of depriving ourselves of physical things, but in other areas, like, you know, whether you use the eruv or not, and things like that, you know, it seems like people are more readily willing to
be a Baal Nefesh. I hear. Okay.